Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. In today's top story, Christmas has been stolen.
Which is my co-anchor's very clickbaity way of saying that the Christmas inventories of all of Metrodelphia's Corpomart locations have gone missing.
First discovered by Corpomart employees 2 minutes before the stores opened for Black Friday, every holiday-themed item in the stores had mysteriously vanished from the shelves. Every Christmas tree, wreath, Santa costume, stocking, and pickle-shaped ornament had disappeared.
So if you didn't purchase your decorations when they came out back in October, listeners, you may be out of luck this year.
Here's a statement from Tina from Corpomart.
They've taken the eggnog. They've stolen the swag. They've purloined the ribbons and paper and bags. The statues of Santa with toys in his sack have all gone away, and they're not coming back. The slippers for Mom with the snowflakes and bells. The razors for Dad that don't work so well. The cards with the sappy poems aren't here now. They removed all the glitter, and I don't know how. They've taken the peppermint huzzagaloos, the cinnamon fleegs, and the cranberry zools. The pine-scented woobles, the stocking-shaped glorbs. They've taken the reindeer fur wobbly corbs.
It was then the minor gas leak was discovered at Corpomart headquarters, and the building was evacuated without further statement from the company.
Police and the superhero community have so far been stumped, as the only evidence has been a scattering of green fur found left behind at the scene of the crime. After running a thorough record search of Christmas-themed supervillains based on color schemes and likely motive, I believe I may be able to direct authorities to a likely suspect in this dastardly...
We interrupt this story.
Bah humbug.
For some breaking news. Now over to Sally Simpson, our star roving reporter.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm standing outside of Schrodinger Square for the annual lighting of the tree ceremony. It's a beautiful night, and the crowd is full of cherry cheeks and brilliant smiles.
Sounds lovely, Sally.
I know, Dirk. I wish you could be here to see it.
But is this really breaking news?
I take it back. No, Dirk. Not the ceremony, but the special visitors who've just arrived.
Who's there, Sally? One of the stars of the new movie By the Chimney with Flair?
Not that I've seen, Kelly. I'm talking about some very important visitors from the North Pole.
Oh. So we're doing a cute little human interest story for the kiddies? Festive.
Not at all, Kelly. These are two of Santa's most innovative and hard-working elves. I'm standing here with none other than Tinker and Blinker.
Well, isn't that sweet? Now, back to the regular news, right, Dirk?
Are you kidding? Tinker and Blinker are here.
Really? You're excited about Santa's elves?
Why are you assuming I'm Ebenezer Scrooge? I love Santa. He's good people.
Well, who doesn't love jolly old Saint Nick, but...
Dirk?
Kelly, we're not doing a bit. We're talking about Santa Claus, the real guy.
Uh-huh.
How do you not believe in Santa Claus? He's been visiting my house every year my whole life.
Well, I guess he just must have missed me over the years.
Sounds like somebody's on the naughty list.
Yeah, we're really not supposed to confirm or deny that anybody's on the naughty list.
Big guy's pretty strict on that one.
What?
So, Tinker and Blinker, what brings the two of you here to Metrodelphia?
Well, as you know, Sals, Tinker and I are the heads of Santa's research and development team, and we're here to show off a new prototype.
It's the new version of Santa's bag of gifts. This one's equipped with psionic probability detectors for last-minute alterations and gift preference.
Come again?
Let's say little Mary Beth came to see one of Santa's helpers at the Corpomart Mall, and she asked for a little Daisy dissection doll.
But then later, she listens to a true crime podcast with her mom and decides she wants to be a detective instead of a doctor.
Not sure why anyone would listen to a true crime podcast when there are so many quality audio dramas out there. But go on.
Well, Anyway, the technology in the new sack of toys will catch on to the fact that she wants a different gift.
And the bag transmogrifies the doll into a set of Penny the Prepubescent profile or mystery novels.
Amazing!
It's pretty new technology, so we brought this one out for a spin.
This prototype is not ready for the big stuff yet. It can't make anything bigger than a bread box.
Jeez, you'll do anything to avoid the metric system, won't you?
And right now, it's not hooked up to the naughty list, so we can give anybody at all a little stocking stuffer. Here, Sally, let me get you a present.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my! It's a titanium travel coffee cup bedazzled with cubic zirconia. My last one was damaged when I was kidnapped by Battle Barista. I'm so glad to have a new one.
Wow! What a swell keepsake! Can I play this game too?
Oh no, it can't be!
Who the heck is that?
Listeners, standing before me is a nightmare from Christmas times past. The last remaining example of a toy, which was discontinued due to massive safety and ethical concerns. The world's first and only fully sentient action figure.
It's me, kiddos! Everybody's favorite bestest buddy, Percy Play With Me.
Aw, jeez, not this guy. This is what happens when you leave toy design up to someone who's not an elf.
Golly gee willikers, this is such a neato contraption. I want to play, it's my turn.
Hey, let go!
Oh no, Percy Play With Me has seized the prototype Santa bag.
Ooh, swingin' hip tunes, guys.
Oh good. Calvary's here.
Yes, listeners. It is indeed the theme music of Metrodelphia's greatest champion. Always quick to defend the city, he is a paragon of virtue and courageousness.
And he's your boyfriend.
And he's my boyfriend! Captain Goody is here.
Oh, wow. A Percy Play With Me. I haven't seen one of those since before I became an orphaned ward of the state.
Steady on, old chum.
I see you brought your sidekick, Power Pal, Captain.
Oh, goody gumdrops. Someone new to play with. But we'll need some new playthings first.
Oh, no. Percy Play With Me has reached into the prototype Santa bag. And now he's drawing out... a puppy.
Aww.
We should maybe adjust the settings on it so it can't, you know...
Create living things? Yeah, that brings up uncomfortable ethical concerns.
Oh, you worry too much. Here, let's play with our new friend. Catch!
Oh, dear! It can't be! Percy Play With Me has taken the adorable little pooch and thrown it high into the air!
Oh my goodness, that's horrible.
Absolutely, Kelly. I guess Percy Play With Me is on the naughty list just like you are.
Hey!
We'll find out about the fate of the poor widow pupper right after this.
Hello, I'm General Geranium.
And I'm Planty McPlantface.
You may know us as the mad scientist who attempted to bring all the world's plants to life as an army to conquer the world.
And his adorable man-eating ficus sidekick.
But don't worry, everybody. The spirit of the holiday season has come upon me.
As well as a court-ordered psychological therapy.
And while I might be an evil botanist, I am still one of the greatest. So, if you're looking for a one-of-a-kind Christmas tree this year, head on down to General Geranium's Greenhouse of Gore.
Boss?
Sorry, we rebranded. General Geranium's Greenhouse of Good Cheer. We have the highest quality Franken trees, which allow us to produce Christmas trees with star-shaped flowers. Trees that smell like cinnamon. Bioluminescent trees, so you never have to purchase lights to go with them.
Sentient Christmas trees with a taste for human flesh.
Planty!
Oh, right. Non-sentient Christmas trees, which are 100% vegan. Guaranteed, or your severed limbs back.
Your money back.
Sure, that too.
General Geranium's Greenhouse of Good Cheer and Christmas Tree Farm, a division of Corpomart.
Shannon Stardust is back for more holiday movie magic.
Well, folks, it looks like Chillfire has done it again. All of the city's supervillains behind bars just in time for Christmas.
A superhero's trip home for the holidays.
Mom, I'm home. Merry Christmas. Mom!
Your mother is fine, just a mild case of exhaustion. There's a lot of work to do in your family's chocolate factory this close to the holidays.
Well, then I guess it's time to roll up my sleeves and help. Ah! No! Stop! Okay, from now on, no superpowers to melt chocolate.
And just when she thinks she's got everything under control.
Hi, I have an order for the Hansen family.
Got it right here. That's 2 dozen chocolate-covered pretzels and 1.5 pounds of fudge for Hansen. I mean, Hansen.
Love comes walking through the door.
There's something about this time of year that makes me want to be with someone like you.
Someone who almost burns down her kitchen?
No, someone sweet, just like this chocolate.
The holiday season isn't complete without a touch of sweetness and a little touch of heart.
Honey, I know you're a great superhero. I know what you do is so important. But I have to ask, are you happy?
Shannon Stardust and Keith Kennedy star in Hot Chocolate. Coming soon to the Watermark Movie Network.
And now over to the weather with retired superhero, the Countess of Clouds.
And lo, tomorrow shall be cool and clear with light breeze and temperatures in the upper 40s. So let it be.
Well, that was quick and to the point. For once.
Everything all right, Countess?
I'm fine, Dirk. It's just that I get a bit tired around this time of year.
You seem like the last person in the world who'd get seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, it's not that. I'm just overwhelmed with the sheer numbers of people calling me, emailing me, even stopping me on the street. They all want the same thing.
Which is?
A white Christmas.
Oh.
Oh.
No, we're not having one.
Please.
No.
That's a shame.
You can have a white Christmas or fewer than 300 days of rain next year. You can't have both. You're kidding.
People from Seattle seem happy enough.
I'm going to go take a nap.
But...
So let it be.
Maybe we should head over to traffic with our eye in the sky, Chopper Ace.
Thanks, Dirk. With the exception of the bottlenecks of shoppers trying to get out of Corpo Mart parking lots since they don't have any stock, well, the roadways are pretty clear at the moment. There was a small incident at Metrodelphia University that's still causing a slight backup. Apparently, during their literary cosplay event, someone portraying the author of A Christmas Carol realized he had attached himself to the wrong person dressed as the alter ego of Dr. Jekyll. He spotted the man he meant to be hanging out with across the street, and several cars had a minor collision as they suddenly braked to avoid hitting him.
That was a lot to follow, Chopper Ace. Just to clarify, why did Charles Dickens cross the road?
To get to the other hide. Back to you, Kelly.
Maybe it's time to head north to our favorite sports reporter. It's Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado.
Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, guys. I'm just a few miles south of the Arctic Circle getting ready for one of the first qualifying runs for this year's International Sled Dog Championship.
Oh, wow. We hope you're keeping warm up there.
Nope, not at all. It's so cold, I'm afraid if I started to cry, my eyeballs would freeze and I'd probably go blind.
Oh, well, at least you can get a look at all those beautiful animals. Aren't they just amazing?
Oh, you bet. The dogs here are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I'm mildly allergic to them, but it's fine. My extremities are so cold, I probably won't even feel the hives.
I see. So what brings you way up to the frozen north for this event, Heidi?
Well, hard as it might be to believe, 2 of the mushers are actually Metrodelphia natives who have come out to this frost-bitten wilderness to compete.
Mushers?
I'll let them explain, Dirk. With me are Bonnie Blizzard and Harry Hoarfrost. Bonnie and Harry, the sled drivers are called mushers in this event, isn't that right?
Yes, indeedy, sweetie. You've probably seen it in cartoons. The drivers are calling out to the dogs to keep going by calling out, mush, mush.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, originally the word was French, and you'd cry out, marsh, which means walk. But over time, in English, the call became mush.
Because it was impossible to talk clearly with your teeth chattering?
Yes.
Hey, look, the special guest judges are here.
Oh, yes. It looks like the judges who will be giving the official start sign for this event are here. I wasn't able to find out who they would be, but... Wait, is that who I think it is?
Yep, it's the Skeleton Squadron. They're huge fans of dog sledding.
Look, there's Private Patella, and Captain Clavicle, and Sergeant Scapula, and...
You've got over 100 dogs here, and the guest judges are men made out of nothing but bones? Oh. Oh, that's not good. That's going to take some serious reassembly. Dirk, Kelly, it looks like there's going to be quite a delay to the start of the dog sledding, so I'm going to see if I can catch a plane back to Metrodelphia. I'll see you soon.
Wait, you're coming back? Don't these races take several days for the dog?
I'm cold and I want to go home!
Okay, then.
Maybe it's time to head back to Sally Simpson.
Good idea, Kelly. Sally, how are things? We've been on pins and needles wondering what would happen to the poor little puppy that Percy Play With Me callously threw into the sky. Was the animal injured?
You mean with not one but two flying superheroes here on the scene?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that really wasn't that much of a threat, if you think about it.
I suppose not.
Anyway, the darling little pooch is in Power Pal's arms and seems to be unharmed.
Who's a little smushy ball? Who's a little smushy ball?
However, the danger here is still from sentient action figure Percy Play With Me.
Whatever do you mean, Sally? I just want to play.
Oh, no. The dastardly doll has reached into the prototype Santa sack and brought out a ray gun.
You know, I was just thinking one of those would be helpful right about now.
Yeah, that's probably another modification we need to make.
No lethal weapons?
Yeah, no lethal weapons.
See, this is why we got a beta test!
Whoops! Sorry, my hands are a little too small for this. Maybe I should try something else. An electronic organizer? Well, that's not a lot of fun. Another puppy? I mean, that's better, but still not right.
Oh, my! This was a gorgeous little cocker spaniel. What a sweetheart! Oh, and she's running right up to me.
An electric toothbrush? Really? Hey, elves, are you sure this thing is working properly?
Oh, the bag is fine, Percy. You're just not using it properly.
What do you mean, silly bean?
Well, look what you pulled out so far. Power Pal and Sally are over the moon about the puppies. Tinker was hoping for a ray gun, probably to deal with you. And Blinker needed something to make notes on about improving the prototype. So you pulled out the electric organizer.
Oh, I think I get it. So, the electric toothbrush?
Dental hygiene is extremely important. And I was just thinking I should get a new model since they stopped making replacement brushes for the one I have at home.
Well... Then I guess this belongs to you.
Thank you, Percy. That's how the prototype works, you know. You could reach in 1,000 times and you'd never get what you're looking for, because the bag is meant to give presents to other people.
Wowie zowie. Then I guess... Would you reach into the sack for me?
I'd be honored.
Captain, what are you doing? You can't give a present to that deranged piece of plastic.
Sometimes a little kindness is all someone needs to get off the naughty list.
Hi, it's me, Petunia Play With Me. I want someone to be my best friend forever and ever.
Hi, I'm Percy Play With Me. Do you want to be my best friend forever and ever together?
Oh, Oh, boy, do I!
Yay! Then let's go play.
La 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 la.
Goodness, Captain, how can you be sure Petunia will be a good influence on Percy and not become an accomplice to his dangerous escapades?
Because I believe in Christmastime miracles, Sally. Blinker, Tinker, here's your prototype back. I think it's probably going to need a lot of tweaks.
Boy, you ain't kidding, Captain G.
And I think it's worth reminding everyone that giving a pet as a Christmas gift is not a very good idea.
I think your name is Power Pooch.
Who's a good little snoofer? You're a good little snoofer.
Most of the time.
Well, it looks like I've got my hands full with my brand new fur baby. So, happy holidays to you, back at the studio.
Thanks, Sally. Happy holidays to you, Power Pal, and Captain Goody from all of us here who are on the nice list.
I am not on the naughty list.
If you say so, Kelly. By the way, how much did you tip your barista this morning?
You don't tip baristas. It's not like they're real waiters. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yep.
In other news, the perpetrator of the theft of Corpomart property has been apprehended. It was none other than...
Let me guess. Gustav, the green-haired reindeer? The deer who thought all the others wouldn't play games with him because his fur was green? But it turned out it was just because he was a bit of a putz?
Well, yeah. In his ongoing war on the festive season, Gustav stole all the holiday-themed objects from Corpomart stores to prevent Christmas from coming. He was apprehended when his heart grew 3 sizes.
He changed his mind about the holiday?
No. Apparently hauling all that merchandise gave him a cardiac episode. He's been captured and is in Metrodelphia Animal Hospital recovering before his trial.
So, it's another unremarkable holiday season here at Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And remember, if you're not wearing red and white fur, stay out of the chimney.
Happy holidays, dear listeners.
You've been listening to KGDY, episode 15, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Kelly and the Movie Nurse were Brianna Kuby. Tina from Corpomart and the Countess of Clouds were Liz Music. Sally Simpson and Shannon's mom were Jill Wenzel. Tinker was Morgan Gastingy. Blinker was Adam Gastingy. Percy Play With Me and Keith Kennedy were Aaron Manka-White. Power Pal and Chopper Ace were Andrew Dell. General Geranium, the movie news announcer, and Harry Horfrost were Ray Greenlee. Planty McPlantface and Petunia Play With Me were Andy Gastingy. Heidi Bravado and Shannon Stardust were Rebecca Scheimer. Movie announcer and Bonnie Blizzard were Dana Bonner Andreessen. And Captain Goody was Dan Wenzel. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed by Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.
Hi. Did you know Seat of Our Pants Players has a Patreon account? We've been pretty quiet and shy about it. There are plenty of options for support starting at as little as $3 a month. We would really love it if you'd check out our patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers. Thank you to everyone already supporting us, and special thanks to the individual supporting us at the founder of the feast level. patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers.
See, I let you play an adult this time.
What?